It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The iconic pop culture artist Peter Max is in Pittsburgh this week. He's in town to present a retrospective of his work today and tomorrow at the Christine Frechard Gallery in Squirrel Hill. And before you go see his work, we have the artist with us by phone to talk about his work involving some of the most well-known public figures in recent history. Peter Max, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. It's an honor to have you.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. This retrospective includes a captivating new series entitled Marilyn. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I decided, I was asked to, and I decided to do it, you know, to paint the series of Marilyns. You know, the people who owned the copyright to those asked me because they knew that I once met Marilyn. I met her twice, but once very early on, I met her when I was sitting on the stoop of my school on 57th Street, and this beyond belief gorgeous woman walks by, and suddenly I realize it's Marilyn Monroe. She was at the time 28. You know, she didn't live much longer than that. And I said to my friend, "That's Marilyn Monroe." And as I said that to him, she turned around and she said, "I love your pants," pointing at me. And what it was really, I had lots of colors all over my pants. You know, when I paint, sometimes the color drips down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I put my pants on, always my painting pants, and that's what she said. And then I met her some other time, I forgot where it was, and she said she loves my work. And, of course, I think 6 months or a year later, we read in the news that she passed away. It was heartbreaking to me because I was such a huge fan.
Well, because of our time crunch here, I'm going to jump around, and one of the stories I wanted to make sure I got to with you, as long as we're talking about iconic entertainers, you painted the Beatles, and you got to know them, of course. How did your relationship with them begin?
Oh, it was great. I'm still best friends with Paul, and Ringo comes up to my studio when he's in New York. He calls me. I meet him for lunch. We sit in Central Park. You know, this past year, I saw him three times. And so we're good friends. And, you know, I have his phone number in my phone, and every once in a while, not every day, but sometimes 2-3 weeks apart, the phone rings and says, "Ringo Starr." And there's my little buddy calling me, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to be in New York next Tuesday." "Great, call me, don't forget." And he does, and we go out for lunch, and we spend the afternoon. He's a great guy. I just love him. I love him and Paul. And I used to be real, real good friends with John, but he is the one who passed away the first, and George was a good friend of mine. What we had in common, George and I, was he was with the Maharishi, and I was with Swami Satchidananda. These were all two great yogis, the biggest yogis in the world at the time. So we used to always reminisce about that, me and George.
And you had an influence on the Beatles animated movie. You worked on Yellow Submarine. They wanted you to do the whole thing, and you didn't do that, but you certainly had a part in it.
I didn't have the time, but they loved my art style, and I gave permission to use it. I gave him some ideas and so forth. Hans Edelman was the one who did it, but he was able to do my style, so it was very, very good.
You have been to Pittsburgh. I think this is your fourth visit. Are there things, we have about a minute or so left here, Peter, but are there things about Pittsburgh that you find inspiring as an artist, and if so, what are they?
I don't really know of any. I love the city. It's a great city. I have friends here. When I go to an art show, a whole bunch of people come up. "Hey, Peter." And I go, "Oh, my God, yes, it's you." So it's really nice. And what's also nice, it's not that far from New York.
Are there things like the the bridges or some of the cityscapes that you might find appealing?
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is a very interesting city. And I've been here more than just four times, probably a dozen times in the last few years. And I have all kinds of friends here in galleries, museums. You know, I have a show at the Pittsburgh Museum, you know, hundreds of works. It's all the time. It's fantastic.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to the show that you have coming up today and tomorrow. Again, it's at the Christine Frechard Gallery in Squirrel Hill. The artist Peter Max, a retrospective of his work and also his new series entitled Marilyn. Peter, I wish we had had more time, but it was great.
Well, tell your audience to come to petermax.com so they can see where I'm going to be next time I'm going to be in Pittsburgh. petermax.com. Thank you, my buddy, for having me on the show.
Thank you, Peter. Safe travels.
You too. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed a segment of this show or want to revisit segments from past shows, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. You can also catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. For now, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend, everybody.